أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأقروها فقال تمتعوا في داركم ثلاثة أيام ذلك وعد غير مكذوب صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 65 of Surah Hud. We had begun the discussion of this ayah yesterday. Just to recap, the community of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam asked for a sign, a miracle that will be a sign of his nubuwat, and they themselves had specified that it must be a female, a she-camel. It must come out of this particular hill or mountain called Katiba, and then we will consider believing in what you say with regards to the one Allah that you speak about. Sayyiduna Salih alayhi salatu wassalam performed 2 rakats of salat, 2 rakats of namaz. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then had this she-camel, 10 months pregnant, come out from this mountain in a very unique style, in a very unique way, that the rocks of the mountain began to move, to fall, and this she-camel had come out. So the people had a great deal of difficulty when this camel had come out with regards to the iman. A handful had accepted, most had rejected. That this camel, because of its great size, it would eat an abundance from the pastures, and when it would go to the place of water, it will finish that water completely. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's command to Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam was simple, that on the one day this camel will drink, and then on the other day the people and their animals will drink and have water extracted from the place of the water. But in lieu of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will, and Allah ta'ala had allowed this camel to give out so much of milk that the utensils that the people would normally fill water, they would get milk. And again, ulama have written here that this is Allah Rabbul Izzat, He is Khairul Raziqin. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had sustained them with something better. Allah Ta'ala had substituted with something better. But yet they could not see this great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, this great kindness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And yet they continued with their kufr. Now the other explicit instruction was that you will not touch this camel, you will not do anything. Like here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ, you will not touch it with any evil intention. In other words, you will leave this camel to do whatever it has to do. But then arrogance and pride has absolutely no relationship with iman in Allah, with obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The people had made this intention to kill this camel, but who would do it? They had known somewhere in their hearts, somewhere in their minds, that this is from beyond this world. This is from a power and a might that has sent this camel, that has that power and might to destroy anyone that interferes with this camel. But who is going to be doing it? And no one plucked up that courage. So it comes in a narration that at that time Shaitan played his trick, and 2 women had then stood up and said, whoever kills this camel, then we will become theirs. 2 people from the community of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam had then got ready to do it, and hence they had gone through this very, very evil process of killing the camel. One had hamstrung the camel, the other killed this camel, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَعَقَرُوهَا, then they had killed this camel, hamstrung her. فَقَالَ تَمَتَّعُوا فِي دَارِكُمْ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ. Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam, by the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, had said to his people, now enjoy this world for 3 days. Which 3 days this was? It was a Thursday, a Friday, and a Saturday. Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam, by the wahi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, had given his people very distinctive signs. The first sign on the Thursday is the faces of the people will become yellow. Not yellow as in pale, but yellow, a bright yellow. And when this happens, they must know that this is the sign from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But again, the arrogance had no limits whatsoever. When this happened and each person saw the face of the other, that exactly as Salih alayhi salatu was salam had said, had predicted, had happened, this was from Allah Ta'ala, another respite, another opportunity. All they needed to do was turn to Allah and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. So they did not do that, but their reaction was, let's find Salih alayhi salam and let's assassinate him, because if we are going to go, we rather take him with us. Nonetheless, the next day, the Friday, Salih alayhi salam said that on the next day your faces will turn bright red, not red as when a person exerted his body in physical exercise, but it became a bright red. And again, the next sign on the next day had taken place, and again a sign from Allah Ta'ala, that turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. All you need to do is ask Allah for forgiveness. All you need to do is say La ilaha illallah, that there is only one Allah, there is only one object of worship. But they did not do that. And then the third sign, Salih alayhi salam, that the Saturday your faces will turn jet black. In other words, not black like in a complexion of an individual, but black like coal. And then the next day you are going to be destroyed. So he had given them the signs. He told them there is a respite of 3 days. They did not take advantage. And on each day, they became more and more enthusiastic to assassinate this Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. ذَلِكَ وَعْدٌ غَيْرُ مَكْذُوبٌ. And from before, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, on the tongue of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam, that he said to his people, that this is a wada, this is a promise that will not be wronged. It is not going to be a lie, but it is going to be truthful. And exactly as Salih alayhi salam had predicted, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had caused it to happen, and this community and this nation in those 3 days also did not turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.